You're listening to Daily Horoscope for Your Zodiac Sign with Stephanie Campos. I'm your host, Stephanie Campos, and I am a practicing astrologer, psychic medium, and witch. In each daily episode, I covered a detailed overview of the astrology of the day and what you can expect from full moons to Mercury retrogrades. I've got you covered. And of course, there is always a personalized horoscope for your zodiac sign. If you scroll down in the show notes, there are always timestamps included for your convenience. And a quick pro tip before we dive in, I do recommend listening to your horoscope based on your rising sign for more accuracy. And if you are loving this podcast, don't be shy, leave a rating. Hell, even a review. I'm a one human show and produce each and every episode every day just for you. And your support means so, so much. Now let's get into the astrology of the day. This is your daily horoscope for Wednesday, March 6th, 2024. All times are Pacific Standard Time. The main characters of the day are Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius. The action starts out around 5 a.m. when the moon in Capricorn forms a sextile with Mercury in Pisces. Mercury is the planet of communication and information, and sometimes when it connects with the moon, which is our inner self, our emotions, and our intuition, it can heighten our psychic sensitivities. This is also a great time to make decisions from gut impulses or from your intuition, and to engage in any meditative practices or work. Sometimes this can mean that you wake up to an important message or text or even email. Later on, around 11:30 a.m., the moon in Capricorn is going to form a sextile with Neptune in Pisces. And Neptune is a planet of compassion, empathy, but also fantasy and illusion. So sometimes when these two connect, we are feeling a little bit more emotional or sensitive. Maybe you finally have that good cry or emotional release. On the other hand, this could also bring some compassionate and generous interactions into your day. This is also a great time to work with your creativity. Later on, around 3 p.m., Mars in Aquarius is going to form a sextile with Chiron in Aries. Mars is the planet of action, motivation, and our ego. And Chiron is a wounded healer in astrology that represents our own healing journey and some of our deepest pains. When these two planetary points interact like this, especially in a gentle connection, you might be taking action or making progress on your own healing journey. It's possible that something that used to trigger you might come up and maybe you approach it in a different way. This can bring some sort of integration when it comes to our deepest pains and woundings. But this is a sextile aspect, and I would say for the majority of people, they're probably not going to notice this planetary connection. But I just wanted to throw it in there just in case you do. Later on, around 4:30 p.m., the moon enters Aquarius. Typically, when the moon is in Aquarius, this puts us in a more social mood. Maybe we want to spend time with friends or people who make us feel like we belong. We're more emotionally detached and ready to process our emotions from a logical perspective. And we're craving more mental stimulation, whether that's learning through someone new or picking up a book and learning about something new. But around 7 p.m., the moon in Aquarius is going to form a conjunction with Pluto in Aquarius. Pluto is the planet of death, crisis, catharsis, rebirth, and transformation. When the moon, which is our emotional world, meets with Pluto, it definitely stirs up some of our triggers from the past, our shadow side, and our compulsive tendencies. And you might find yourself reflecting on your relationship with power, control, jealousy, obsession, and fixation in some aspect of your life around this time. Aries, you might be dealing with some sort of projection when the moon meets with Pluto. This can be a powerful time for you to reflect on any relationships, especially friendships, that have some unspoken or hidden power dynamics, feelings of jealousy, or maybe even someone who doesn't genuinely have your best interest at heart. On the other hand, you could also be mingling or networking with people who are influential and have the power to bring about some of your hopes and dreams in a major way. Taurus, you are reflecting on your relationship to show up authentically when the moon forms a conjunction with Pluto. If there is something that you've been wanting to share with the wider audience, but maybe you're fearful about how someone else will interpret it or it goes against what other people's expectations are of you, this is your time to push back on any unhealthy power dynamics. This can also mark an empowering moment for your own professional trajectory or any major milestones that you've been working towards. Gemini, deep and profound conversations are taking place when the moon forms a conjunction with Pluto. You could learn a powerful secret, or maybe you are the one who is revealing some of your shadow sides, deeper or darker memories or feelings with an important person in your life. This can also bring conversations that feel life-changing in some way and shift your perspective. Cancer, you are focused on some of your vices or your hidden desires when the moon connects with Pluto. This can be an important time for you to realize any behaviors, obsessions, or patterns, especially related to jealousy or control that you might want to kick or let go of. This can also bring up big and deep emotional feelings from the past as you process any grief or the closing out of a cycle or your relationship with shame or guilt. And on a more mundane level, this could also have you focused on your sense of security and stir up any fears regarding your finances. Leo, when the moon forms a conjunction with Pluto, you are focused on your one-on-one relationships, and this is also going to intersect with themes like jealousy, power, and control. You could be dealing with a jealous lover or even a business partner. Or on the other hand, you could be working on some sort of collaboration that feels very powerful and transformative. Virgo, once the moon meets with Pluto, you are tasked with saying no and honoring your boundaries. It's very possible that a micromanager might show up in your life in some way and try to add more onto your plate. This is also a really powerful connection for releasing any habits and changing your everyday routine to find deeper alignment and stability. Libra, this is a powerful day for your creativity when the moon connects with Pluto. This is a great day for you to share any of your personal and passion projects with a wider audience, and also to confront any fears when it comes to showing up and self-expressing and sharing your gifts. And themes of jealousy and envy can also come up in some of your romantic or creative partnerships or collaborations. Scorpio, this is a powerful day for unearthing some family secrets or generational patterns and cycles that you're ready to break away from when the moon connects with Pluto. You could also have a very big cathartic emotional release or realization regarding the past, or in some shape or form, your sense of security, your living environment could change in a profound way, like maybe you're considering a big move, or perhaps you're undergoing major shifts within your family unit and dynamics. Sagittarius, this is a powerful day for you to use your voice when the moon forms a conjunction with Pluto. Conversations can also feel a little darker, cathartic, and even triggering today. This is a great day to use journaling as a tool to process some of your feelings and emotions. Some of your relationships with extended family members or close friends or siblings could also be evolving in big ways. Capricorn, you are facing your relationship with scarcity once the moon connects with Pluto. You might be reflecting on the way that you support yourself, your current spending habits, or your financial goals. And on one hand, this could mark a moment of empowerment, like maybe you're reaching a new level of security. But on the other hand, this can ask you to make a big change regarding the way you interact with your finances moving forward. Aquarius, you are facing your fear of showing up fully and authentically when the moon forms a conjunction with Pluto in your sign. This is a powerful time to make a list of all of your fears. Consider what is holding you back from pursuing some of your major personal goals and desires. This can also kick up power struggles within some of your close relationships as well. Pisces, you may have a big aha moment when it comes to the past, when the moon connects with Pluto. This can feel like a triggering but cathartic moment to close out any cycles or remove any people or situation or limiting beliefs or patterns, behaviors that are ultimately keeping you stagnant and feeling like you're holding yourself back. This is going to be a really important day to carve out extra time for rest and to really honor what is coming up for you and ground yourself in your body and your well-being as much as possible. As always, I hope your daily horoscope has offered some guidance and support throughout your day. And if you're curious to learn more about astrology, you can pick up my first book, Seasons of the Zodiac, Love, Magic, and Manifestation Throughout the Astrological Year. Thanks so much and see you tomorrow.